Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm here to run you through all the latest news stories surrounding the Reds today, which is Tuesday, the 24th of October. And we begin with Liverpool have reportedly sent scouts to watch Gonçalo Inácio, the Sporting centre-back. And alongside Manchester United, we are ready to battle it out for the signature of the Portugal international. Now, this is a name familiar to a lot of Liverpool fans, I'm sure. Because over the summer, whilst we've also been linked to the likes of Levi Colwill, Mark Gahey, Piero Hincapié, Inácio was also among the names possibly suggested to be heading to Anfield. Now, it didn't happen then, and Sporting, on the back of that, have tied the defender down to a new deal rather until 2027, which essentially doubled his release clause as well. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he will be at the football club until 2027, of course. What it does mean is they will get the best possible deal for him should it need to happen. And this is one where it wouldn't surprise me at all if Liverpool were still keen on, because I think we all know and we all expect Liverpool to remain in the market for a new defender in the not-too-distant future, whether it be January or at the end of the season. And Inácio, even though his contract now suggests that he'd have a release clause more around the 60 to 70 million mark, is definitely a player that Liverpool will like. He's only 22, so he's got absolutely loads of time left to continue developing. He's played four times already for the Portuguese national team, scored twice in those four appearances as well, I should add. So loads of potential, a deal that makes a lot of sense for us because he is very much suited to what we want to do. He is that sort of centre-back who plays with his left, can play left-back as well, and just one, I think, that makes so much sense for us. Now, the other players I mentioned also fall into that category. How achievable they are in terms of getting them out of their current clubs is remains to be seen. I think Gahey, it will be in a similar sort of price bracket. Hincapié, likewise, but Hincapié is currently top of the Bundesliga by Leverkusen under Xavi Alonso, of course, doing absolutely brilliantly. And Gahey, people can make their own minds up whether they think he's worth it. I think he's a really good player. Whether he's worth the 60, 70 million he was sort of suggested as in the summer, that's a different conversation altogether. But again, you know, experienced player now, played a lot of Premier League footy, played for England recently, Hincapié likewise, played for Ecuador, so good options there. But for me, Inácio might just be sort of the front runner in that, but I haven't necessarily got any major axe to grind with any of them. I just think that's a position we need to be looking to fill, because although Joel Quanta has come in and done really well when called upon, he doesn't feel like the natural fit for the left-sided centre-back. If anything, he feels more like a possible sort of long-term Joel Matip successor, because he's that type of player. He's right-footed as well and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I still think this is a position that does need addressing, and Inácio would be a decent option to address it. And I also did a little bit of looking at his stats so far this season, and I went as a sofa score to do so. He's averaging 7.05 in the Portuguese Premier League Lira this season, and he started 8 out of 8 games, played 90 minutes every single time as well. And his defensive stats are as follows. He's kept 3 clean sheets, made 0.9 interceptions per game, 1.1 tackles per game, and he's recovered 6 balls as well, made 2.4 clearances per game as well. So defensively pretty solid, of course. A little bit more to his game than that, as referenced earlier on with his goal scoring. So, yeah, one Liverpool, no surprise we're keeping an eye on, and no surprise we will continue to be linked with.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And speaking of being continually linked with a player, Andre, Fluminense midfielder, is also in the news once again, and this time it comes from Football Insider. They've said the Reds still believe they're in the driving seat to sign a Fluminense midfielder despite the interest from Arsenal. It says Liverpool were the frontrunners for the Brazil international during the summer window and saw a number of bids rejected for his services. It says Arsenal have entered the race, but their interest is likely to hinge on the potential departures of Jorginho and Thomas Partey in January. So, another name well known to Liverpool fans over the last few months, I would imagine. This is an interesting one in terms of the timeline. You mentioned bids there in terms of the summer, and Tim Vickery likewise said there was a bid rejected from Liverpool over the summer. The Fluminense chief executive was actually speaking recently as well about Liverpool's interest in the communication, the contact that's been there. So this interest is no surprise, really, and it does feel very much like a deal that could get done in January. We know the Brazilian season ends in the not too distant future. That the Copa Libertadores final in like a couple of weeks' time, I think it's the 4th of November against Boca Juniors. That's a really important and significant date, because Fluminense essentially all summer stated they were desperate to win the Copa Libertadores, and to do so they wanted Andre to stick around because he's absolutely pivotal to that team and how it functions. And on that note, he's actually played 50 times this season. Obviously, their season began a long time before ours. He's only scored once, but amongst that, in the Serie A, which is obviously the league, he's averaged 7.12 according to SofaScore in terms of his rating. And he started all 22 games. He played 89 minutes on average per game as well. And some of his defensive stats, he's a really interesting player because he's a lot more than just your conventional DM. He's a bit of a ball player. He's quite flamboyant on the ball. He makes things happen in terms of an attacking sense as well. But from a defensive standpoint, which is where Liverpool are looking really for a new six, I would say, he's made 1.2 interceptions per game, 2.1 tackles per game. He's recovered 7.8 balls on average per game as well. So really impressive defensive stuff there. And he's also completed 1.5 successful dribbles per game, won 5.7 duels, won 5.4 ground duels. And also he has, just find it again now for you, he has, just found it now, he made 0.7 clearances per game also. So he's got that defensive quality sort of nailed down whilst also having loads more going on. He can beat a man, he can win the ball back for you. His attacking and his passing to the final third is really, really impressive. So he's very Thiago-like is how I'd describe him, but possibly with a little bit more defensive acumen. Now, he's miles away from Thiago in terms of level because on his day, unfortunately, Liverpool's seen nowhere near enough of these days, but on his day, Thiago is a world-class operator. Andre's not there yet, but he's 22. He's not going to cost that much money. So I am very much all in on Liverpool making this one happen. I think it essentially completes the midfield rebuild, the much spoken about midfield rebuild, and it would allow Alexis McAllister to go and be the player that he is and that he probably wants to be. I think he's doing a fine job in the six, but it doesn't necessarily suit his skill set. I think if you were getting Andre in and you've also got Endo and a little bit of McAllister occasionally, Stefan Bajcetic too, you've then got that boxed off and you can, like I say, you can get your Gravenberch, your Curtis Jones, your Szoboszlai and McAllister and Harvey Elliott, shouldn't forget him, all rotating as the eights. That's a really exciting proposition for Liverpool moving forward to the rest of the season and beyond, of course. And the final story I wanted to bring you comes from Sky Germany, and it says the Reds are one of the three clubs keeping tabs on England international Calvin Phillips. It mentions Bayern Munich and Juventus as well being interested. Now, it's pretty obvious Calvin Phillips will need to move on in January because he just doesn't play footy for Manchester City. There was a game recently, of course, where Rodri was suspended and he overlooked Calvin Phillips because I just don't think Pep Guardiola fancies him at all, does he? Let's be honest about it. Never really had a look in since he joined from Leeds. He's 27 years old now. And forgive me, Calvin Phillips fans out there, I just don't see this happening at all, nor do I necessarily want to see it happen for lots of reasons. I don't think he's played anywhere near enough footy to want to move to Liverpool, nor Bayern Munich, nor Juventus for that matter. He's 27 now, and I don't see a future for him at Liverpool Football Club at that age, really. Like, if he was 22 still, 23, whatever, if he was sort of in line with what we've already done in the midfield, then I might be okay with it. But at 27, having missed so much footy recently, a couple of injuries thrown into the mix as well, and obviously you're coming from Man City, so are Man City really going to sell us a high-quality footballer? Like, they wouldn't even give us their cast off, you would imagine. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel like one that would happen to me. It was kind of linked in the summer as well when Liverpool were desperate for a defensive midfielder before we brought in Endo, of course. And even then, it didn't sit well. And it continues to not sit well. If it happened and he was brilliant for us, sound, no issues with that. Obviously, I'm happy for any football to be great for Liverpool Football Club, but I don't know. Calvin Phillips just doesn't feel like it to me. I would much rather us go and get the Andre deal done, wrapped up and get him in ahead of Arsenal and ahead of any other suitors, because I imagine there will be quite a few. I will wrap up now, though. Just to do so, I will tell you that Liverpool have reportedly sent scouts to watch Gonçalo Inácio in action for Sporting as Liverpool continues to monitor the Portuguese defender. Liverpool also remain the frontrunners to sign Fluminense's Andre, the midfielder. The Brazilian will be in action in the Copa Libertadores final in the coming weeks, which could see the end of his career at Fluminense, a club which he's been at for his whole life up until this point. And also, according to Sky Germany, Liverpool are one of three clubs keen on a January move for Man City midfielder Calvin Phillips. So, before we go, I'll just let you know that if you use code NEWS on redmenplus.com, you will get 2 months' worth of captain subscription, if I can get my words out, for half price. So get over there and get that done. And until next time, take it easy. I'll see you again soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.